Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we just finish off the last few ahadith under this chapter on clarifying that it is sunnah. The clarification that it is sunnah, that when a person who sought permission to enter is asked, who are you? He should identify himself by his name or his title, and it is disliked for him to say I or any similar words. Person is seeking permission to enter into any private space. Then when he is asked, the person that is seeking permission, now is being asked, who are you? You seeking permission to come in, but who are you? So now he should give his name very clearly. So firstly, he may have not mentioned his name when he was asking permission. So the person now from inside is asking him, who are you? So that point he should reply very, very clearly who he is. And he shouldn't say, it's me. What he should say, who it is. And you will find that these last three hadiths, they have the very similar meaning, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam corrected the person who said these words, corrected him immediately, or he corrected people that said these words, he corrected them immediately, telling them and teaching us that when it comes to our speech also, our speech must be said that it's clear, it's audible, people are able to understand, people are able to hear, people are able to appreciate without going through too much of pressure to try and understand what we're trying to tell them. So therefore, even in our pitch of our voice, in the clarity, in the words we use, we should try and be as clear as possible, to such an extent that even when we are giving our name also, at that occasion we must be very precise, very clear, leaving the person without any type of suspense. An Abi Dharr radiyallahu anhu qal, kharajtu laylatan min al-layali, fa'idha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yamshi wahdahu, faja'altu amshi fi dhill al-qamari, faltafata فرآني فقال من هذا فقلت أبو ذر متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he narrates that I went out one night and I noticed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walking on his own. I began walking in the shadow of the moon, but he turned and he saw me. Hazrat Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, one night he was walking outside and he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was a moonlit night. So he saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking alone. He did not want to disturb Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he went away in the shadow. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to see him. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned and he saw him, so he says, I began walking in the shadow of the moon, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned and saw me. He asked, who is this? I replied, Abu Dharr. So here this hadith is showing, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu very clearly didn't hide his identity, not anonymous pseudonym or something like that. Clearly he said who he is. He said, I'm Abu Dharr. So this teaches us that if we asked who we are, then we should clearly mention at that point who we are. An Ummi Hani radiallahu anha qalat, ataytu an-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa huwa yaghtasilu wa Fatimatu tastaruhu faqala man hadhihi faqultu ana Ummu Hani. Muttafaqun alayh. This hadith we did in detail before, but Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this part again here to teach us and show us that how the reply was given. As Ummi Hani radiallahu anha narrates, we explained that this hadith took place at the time of Fath Makkah, when she had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam parada was made by Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was taking a ghusl. At that time she had come, and what she had come for? To ask that she had given some type of security to one of her family members, her brother-in-law. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu at that time wanted to kill him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that whoever you give security to, we also give security to. So this was a long hadith, but this part is just mentioned here to show us the reply. So Hazrat Ummi Hani radiallahu anha narrates that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while she was performing ghusl, and Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was screening him. He asked, who is this? I replied, I am Ummi Hani. So very clearly the reply was given, who she was. There was no need for any doubt, any confusion, any suspense. The last hadith under this chapter, عن جابر radiallahu anhu قال, أتيت النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فدققت الباب فقال من هذا فقلت أنا فقال أنا أنا كأنه كرهها. متفق عليه. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and knocked at the door. He asked, who is this? I replied, it is me. He He said, I, or I replied, it is I. Ana means I. So I replied, it is I. It's me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana, Ana, I, as if he disliked it. In other words, who are you trying to say it is? You're not telling who it is. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated these words, Ana, Ana, trying to show him that you're not supposed to be saying this. This is not something that you're supposed to be saying. When you're being asked who it is, you must say at that point exactly who it is. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Such beautiful, refined deen we got. He's teaching us such levels of refinement that we don't put somebody even in that small amount of suspense to try and figure out who is it that is speaking on the other side, who is it that is seeking permission, who is it that is writing. Sometimes a person will write a long message, person doesn't even put his name there. Person is reading, he's thinking, who is this writing this message? How should I reply? I don't even know the person. So therefore all these things are important. Yes, at times there will be where a person doesn't write his name. There may be exceptional circumstances. But the general rule what we're learning from here, from this hadith, is a person must be very, very clever, intelligent in the way he does things. May Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq. Make amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.